Good evening, dear auditors. It's Iman, and welcome to a new episode of One Person to Know About. Today, we're going to discuss about the famous Thomas Edison with his granddaughter, Violet Edison. Good evening, Violet.
Hey.
And the science historian, Johnson Bryan. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thomas Edison was born on February 11th, 1847, in Milan, situated in the state of Ohio. He's a famous inventor and created a lot of things. Can you tell us more, Violet?
Yes. He was the youngest of the seven children of Samuel Edison, an exiled political activist from Canada, and Nancy Edison, an accomplished school teacher. They were a Dutch, English, and American family.
Oh, I also heard that he was hyperactive.
Yes. My grandfather was hyperactive and qualified as a difficult child by his teacher. At the age of 11, he was very interested in knowledge, reading books, and other wide range of subjects. He educated himself, learning independently. In fact, he only went to school for 12 weeks, but his mother quickly taught him at home.
Can you enlighten us more about his studies, Mr. Bryant?
Yes, well, by the age of 15, he read, studied, and experimented telegraph technology and became familiar with electrical science. Edison excelled at his telegraph job, but his handicap made it hard for him. Later on, he was accepted in a job in the Western Union Company. For the rest of his life, he made experiments and created inventions.
In December 1877, he developed a method of recording sound known as the phonograph. But he's more known for creating the light bulb.
Oh, sorry for interrupting you, but contrary to what people think, Thomas Edison did not create the light bulb. He actually improved upon a 50-year-old idea.
Oh, really? Okay, can you tell us more? Can you tell us another thing that he created?
Oh, well, Edison later invented a way of recording and reproducing objects in motion, the kinetoscope. The first motion picture was shown in 1896 in a movie theater in America.
Thank you for informing us directly. Violet, can you describe to us your family and your grandfather's one?
Yes, of course. In 1871, Edison married Mary Stilwell, that lasted 13 years and produced three children. In fact, nearly deaf as an adult, he lost completely his hearing due to a train accident.
How about you, Brian? What is your opinion about Thomas Edison?
Honestly, I think that Thomas Edison is amazing for making these inventions with an handicap and without having any official studies. Despite those things, I did not appreciate the fact that he killed elephants by testing his inventions on them.
Oh, I almost forgot. Thomas Edison's favorite quote was, "To invent, you need a good imagination and a pile of junk."
Oh, yes. He did always say that at home because I think he invented a lot of great inventions and that this quote perfectly reflects his point of view.
I also noticed that a lot of his inventions improved our lives. As he died, he has been considered as one of the most well-known and respected Americans in the world. He set the stage for the modern electric world.
To finish, here's a fun fact about Thomas. To propose to Minna Miller, Thomas used Morse code due to his disability.
Oh, yes. He told me this when I was young.
He sadly died at the age of 84 years old in 1937 from complication of diabetes. And that will be all for today. Thank you for listening to our incredible show, One Person to Know About. And of course, thank you to our guests Violet Edison and Brian Johnson to have assisted at today's episode. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you for inviting us.
See you next time.